Let's turn over to Mark. Actually, go to Mark 11 and hold your finger there and go into Romans 10. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, God. Glory to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's go over to Romans 10, 8. Keep your finger in Mark 11. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Is that Romans? Romans 10. Romans 10, verse 8 says, what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Thank you, Lord. Verse 8, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Glory to you, God. Turn over to Deuteronomy. Hold your finger there. Turn over to Deuteronomy 30, verse 14. Actually, 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Some things are going to change today. Some things are going to change today. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 30, verse 11. Everybody there? Everybody find Deuteronomy? Everybody have a Bible? Anybody need a Bible? Thank you, Lord. Verse 11, Deuteronomy 30, verse 11. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. You guys still are in Romans 10 too, right? This is the scripture that Romans 10 is quoting. When we said, but what does it say? The word is near you in your mouth and your heart. This is what it's quoting. For this commandment which I command you today is not too mysterious for you, nor is it far off. It is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil, in that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments, that you may live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. Notice that. So he says, this command I'm giving you, it's not too hard for you. It's not too hard for you. It's not way over there so that you have to say, he says, it's not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us? It's not so high that I can't do it, that I have to say, who's gonna help me to do this? Who's gonna go and get it for me? And then he says, it's not beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? He said, it's not across the sea so that you have to go over and get somebody to help you to do it. He says, no, the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. Notice where the command is. It's in your heart and it's in your mouth that you may do it. What's he saying? We can do it. This is not too complicated for us. This is the answer. This is the way we receive salvation. Flip back over to Romans 10, verse 8. It says, but what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That he's quoting what we just read. He said that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. This is how we got born again. How? We believed in our heart and we spoke it out. Verse 10, he says, for with the heart one believes. Notice that. It's with the heart one believes. With the heart one believes. He's talking about getting saved here. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. That's how we get born again. That we believed in our heart. Did he say we believed in our head? Did he say we believe with our feelings? Believe with your big toe? No. Believe with your arm? No. Believe in your heart. That's not your blood pump. That's your inner man. Hold your finger there real quick. Don't say this is too simple. Devil would like to say this is too simple. This I know this. This is the answer for so many things. This is the answer. Hold your finger in Romans. I know you got 10 fingers though, so you're good. 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3. Glory to God. Glory to you, Lord. Glory to God. Oh, he's good and his mercy endures forever. First Peter 3, he's talking to wives here. Verse 1, let's just read it. Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, that they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives. When they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear, do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart. The hidden person of the heart. With the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. The hidden person of the heart. This is the real us. That inward person. When this body goes back into the ground, we'll still, our spiritual man will still be alive unto God. We'll still go to be with him. This is the real person. This is the real person that's walking around right now, and we're in our body, which we could call our earth suit right now. This is, you're looking at me, but you're not really looking at the real me. You're looking at my outward man. But our inward man, you can't see. I can't see your inward man. I can look into your eyes and get a glimpse into what's inside. But our real man on the inside, that's how we believe God. It's with that person we believe God. Amen? Amen. Go back over to Romans 10. Verse 9, he says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe it in your, what? In your heart. Believe it with, you know, your head, and you can figure it all out. Believe it in your mind. Is that what he said? No, I feel like it's true. My emotions are high. I feel happy. Is that what it said? No, he said, believe it where? In your heart. Your heart. That's what we're talking about. We talk about believe God. That's what we're saying. Believing with your heart. He said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Let me ask you a question. If you preach the gospel to somebody and they prayed and they believed and they prayed after you and accepted the Lord Jesus and they said, but I don't feel anything, what would you tell them? Would you say, well, let's pray again. You must not be saved. What would you say? You'd say that doesn't have anything to do with it. If they're a true Christian, you'd say, if you talk to somebody and they say, I'm a Christian, how do you know? What should they go back to? The Word. Because they said, the Word says, if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead, I will be saved. That's what I've done, so I'm saved. But I don't have any goosebumps. I don't feel it. That's not what the Word said. It is written. Would you be convinced if somebody came and tried to talk you out of your salvation and say, you're not saved. You're not saved. I don't believe you're saved. You think you'd be talked out of that real easy? What if you had a really down day? What if you didn't feel saved at all? What if you just felt like, I'm not saved? Do you think somebody really could talk you out of it? Yeah, but you're not saved. See, you don't feel saved. What would you tell them? That has nothing to do with it. Well, this is how we receive anything from God. We receive salvation, but this is how we receive. You look at verse 9. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Notice it's in two places. You're believing with your heart and you're decreeing it with your mouth. Verse 10, with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the heart one believes unto righteousness. You could say with the heart one believes unto healing. You could say with the heart one believes unto financial well-being. With the heart one believes into right relationships. Whatever God has promised, you are believing with your heart. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation, or is made unto healing, or is made unto whatever you have need of. This is how it works. Did you hear me? Don't let this be too simple. Yeah, but I've heard that. Yeah, but it doesn't matter if we've heard it. Sometimes we need a charge, a booster, and we just need to say, that is right, I believe it, and I'm going to act on it. And I'm going to do it. Notice what we read in Deuteronomy. It's not too far off from us. Sometimes we start making it like, well, I know so-and-so did it, or I hear this account of so-and-so in this testimony. I don't know why it won't work for me. That's like saying, I wish somebody would go and tell me how to do it. Go across the sea. Go up to heaven because I just can't do it. And the Word of God says, it's not too hard for you. It's near you. You can do it. It's right here. We can take it. All of us are qualified. Where do we believe? Where do we believe? Our heart. Do we believe with our understanding? Do we believe with our feelings? No. So what if your feelings change? Does that mean the answer has changed? No. Has the Word changed? What if your body changes? What if your body looks worse than when you prayed? Does that mean it's not working? Because you believe with your heart. If your heart is still hooked up with God, what does your body have to do with it? What is your does your body have any influence on whether the word is right or not?
No.
Let me ask you, if your body, this is about is connected. If you were born again and your body all of a sudden hurts, does that mean you're not saved? You would say, of course not. Why not? Because it's not based on that. Well, if your body hurts after you've believed for healing, why is that related? Well, because it's my body, I pray for it. But why is it? What, are you basing it on your body? No. It's not based on our body. We're believing with our heart. And turn over to Mark 11. Glory to you, Lord. The word is, the answer is not far off. The answer is not far off. The devil would like to get convince you that a couple of things. Number one, this is a bunch of nonsense, which he has with people. You ever heard blab it, grab it, name it, claim? That's what they're talking about. They're saying this is nonsense. Well, I just read to you the word, did I not? And this isn't the only place it's in there. We have authority in this realm. So when we believe something with our spiritual man and we speak it out into this realm just like Jesus did, that's how things change. That's what decrees. So if somebody convinced you that doesn't do anything, they are convincing you to legally keep your mouth shut and not to decree what God has told you. Do you see how that, if you can keep your mouth shut and say that doesn't matter, my words don't matter, Satan, you are decreeing what's going to happen in your life. God cannot work if you've bound him from doing it. If you said, this is my life and this is how it will be, God himself cannot come in and change it because he's just. You've decreed it. Did you hear me? And if Satan can say, well, it doesn't matter, you don't have to say it. Oh, yeah, you do. You need to speak it out and declare. And that's why he tries to keep your mouth shut or get you to start speaking what he wants you to speak. Because what are you saying then? You're decreeing what he wants to come to pass. And that gives him a legal right to come in and to do. You've stated it. In a court of law, he says, he said it. He said it. I have a right. Who do we need to agree with? God. If God says something's untrue and we agree with him, case closed. There's nothing the enemy can do. What is he trying to get you to do? Agree with him. But if we just keep coming back and say, no, no, it's written. No, no, it's written. No, it's written. Amen? Amen. Think of a court of law. The highest court in the universe. God, the Father. He's in the seat. You're being tried. Jesus is your attorney. He comes up and he says, you just say whatever is in this book. You don't say anything but what's here. I got this. Bible says he's our advocate. He's our lawyer. He's our attorney. He says, You stay silent or say what's in this word. That's it. The enemy wants you to go up and just say, I'm guilty. I'm guilty. I did it. I did everything they said. I did. I don't feel like it's working. I don't feel like anything's going to change. I don't see anything changing. It's never going to change. Where's God? And in the court, it doesn't matter how good of an attorney you have, if you go up and confess to the crime, you're done. Well, that's what the enemy tries to get you to do. Tries to get you to speak his words instead of God's words. No, if we'll just speak his word, then when we go up, Jesus takes that to the Father. What does he say? He's agreeing with the word of God. He's saying this. If that's your testimony, you cannot be defeated. Mark 11:22. It says, "So Jesus answered and said to them, 'Have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt where? In his heart.'" Does it say anything about your head? Does it say anything about your feelings? No. No. And what if you don't feel like it's working? You've spoken, but you just don't feel like it. It doesn't. That's not what it says. It says if be removed and be cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes. Where are you believing from? Your heart. You could say believe in your heart, because the Bible says with the heart man believes. But believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. I'm going to read that again. I know it's familiar. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain. Are you a whoever? Let's stop right here. Do we qualify? According to the word. Do we qualify? Am I a whoever? Yes, I'm a whoever. You're a whoever. Whoever. Now is this isn't me. You have your Bible in front of you, right? This is God speaking. This isn't Jim. This isn't Brother Hagin. Brother Hagin did not write Mark 11:23. Because people, or Kenneth Copeland, or anybody, or Andrew Womack. Because people say, well, that blab it, grab it crowd. Well, whose Bible, what are you reading? You're reading the Bible, right? Well, I would say, you know, I don't want to be part of that word of faith or blab it, grab it group. Well, Jesus was part of it. Jesus ordained this. He said, "For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says." If you believe with your heart that something negative is going to happen, and you keep saying it, and you keep saying it, that is called fear, and it works the same way. So you start yielding to that and start saying, "I just don't know how this is going to happen. I bet you this is going to get worse, and watch, it's going to get worse." You are having faith in the opposite thing. You are pulling that in. But if you'll stop and say, "I'm not saying that, I'm saying what the word says." Now, when it says to say, does it say anything about your emotions? No. What if you really, really don't feel like this word is true at all? Could you still say it from your heart and it work? Because he says, if you say to this mountain, be removed and be cast in the sea, and he doesn't doubt in his heart. Did it say anything about doubts in your head? What if you say it, your head's going, "I don't know how this could work. I don't see anything." But your heart's like, "No, this is right." Will it still work? Yes. It will. Because we'll say with our heart, we'll believe in our heart, say with our mouth, either that works or Jesus is a liar. One of the two. Verse 24, he says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them." Believe that you receive them. Believe, speak, and believe what the word says. Just believe anything? No. It's got to be based on what the word says. It's got to be based on what God told you. One of two things. Either it's specifically in the word, or it's something God spoke to your heart. And that will always line up with the word of God. And if he said it, and you act on it, and you decree it, it has to come to pass. Period. Glory to God. It's not too far off for us. It's not too far off. Sometimes we've said, well, I just don't know. I don't feel like it's working. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. Again, go back. I know I'm emphasizing that, but you think about how you'd handle that with salvation. You say that doesn't have anything to do with it. Well, I messed up too bad. You'd say, no, but the blood of Jesus is bigger than that. You would have no doubt. Why? Because you've heard that over and over and you're convinced of it. That's called faith, right? So if we're convinced of something, that's the same way when we read it, we say, God, I believe it with my heart. See yourself believing with your inside man, and then something changes in the natural. You say, well, that doesn't have anything to do with it. I'm believing with my heart. I'm believing with my heart. My heart's the one that I gotta maintain faith. I just gotta believe. How do you do that? You just stay focused on the Word. Give attention to the Word. Don't give attention. When you start talking about what you see and feel, you're talking about this natural realm, and you open yourself up to start going down fear. Because you start saying, it looks like. I don't know how. I don't see what. That's walking by sight. But if we'll walk by faith, we say, God's Word says, God's Word says, God's Word says, it is written, it is written. I don't see it, I don't feel it, that doesn't have anything to do with it. My heart is hooking up with that, that's what I'm saying, I won't change, I believe it, I'm not considering the other. Hallelujah. Let's turn over to one more scripture, Romans 4. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 4, 16. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Romans 4, 16. It says, therefore it is of faith that it might be according to grace, so that the promise might be sure to all the seed, not only to those who are of the law, but also to those who are of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations, in the presence of him whom he believed. God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did, who contrary to hope. Hope, when you look in the Bible, hope is expectation. It's not like wish, like we would use hope. I sure hope so. Most of the time we're saying I wish. It's not the Bible. If you look this up, it means expect. To expect something. So he's saying, who contrary to expectation, in expectation believed anyway. That means he had no reason to expect anything in the natural, but he went right on expecting anyway. In the face of impossible odds, we would say, went ahead anyway. Nothing to tell him that it was going to work. It says, who contrary to hope, in hope believed. So that he became the father of many nations according to that which is spoken, so shall your descendants be. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body. Notice that. He did not consider it. He considered the word in face of impossible circumstances. He believed anyway, and he didn't consider his body. That doesn't mean he ignored it. That means he didn't weigh it as heavily as what God said. He didn't let it get him out of the way, to get off track. He says he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old. See, his body was already dead, but he didn't consider it. Why? Because it doesn't have anything to do with your body. The Word of God is what's right, or what is of utmost importance. And if our heart has hooked up the Word, we stay right there and say, no, the Word's still true. It doesn't matter what my body looks like. It doesn't matter what my circumstance looks like. He said in verse 20, he did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Fully convinced that what he promised, he was also able to perform. How was he convinced? Where was he convinced? You have to believe in the heart. You're fully convinced. You're not moved by what you see or what you feel. If we could get as certain about the rest of walking our life out with God as we could about salvation, we'd have it made. Most of you, you cannot be talked out of your salvation. And all the things that apply to salvation apply to the rest of walking things out with God. If we would be that same level of tenacity, holding on to it. These thoughts come. Well, it's not going to happen. Well, look at that. Look at this. If you applied the same philosophy you did, or the same attack plan that you do with your salvation, you would deflect all those. Because it's completely based on what the Word says. And if we'll do that, we'll see the victory in other areas. We'll say, no, the Word says. Yeah, but the Word says. Yeah, but you don't feel. But the Word says. Yeah, but what did that guy say? Doesn't matter what he said. I'm not considering what he said. The Word said. And I'm going to keep speaking the Word. And I'm going to keep saying what God said. And it will show up. Why? Because the Word said it would. Hallelujah. He said that God calls those things. Verse 17. God calls those things which do not exist as though they did. As though they did. It doesn't look like it in the natural. But something is real. And if God, something is real and coming down the pike in the spiritual realm, and if God has said it and decreed it, then we ought to hook up with Him and say, God, I'm going to say what You said. I'm going to say what You said. But I don't see it. It doesn't matter. God, I'm acting like Him now. I'm calling those things that be not as though they were. And it will come to pass. It will happen. It will happen. I will happen. Start getting bold. Say, no, it's going to happen. No, it'll happen. You watch. Somebody said, well, it doesn't look like it. Yeah, but you watch, it'll happen. How can you be so sure? God said it. God said it. God said it. Just like you would be with salvation. No, He said it. That settles it. Yeah, but you don't feel like it today. I don't care. Self, God said it. So you pick yourself up by the collar and say, this is what we're believing. And this is what we're saying. Today, tomorrow, next day. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not too far off. It's not too far off. It's here today. 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 Andover, Massachusetts. Was it July 28th, 2013? Now. You say, well, you're not talking about, you agree with God now. You agree with Him now. You can walk out of here agreeing with Him and saying, I have it. I have it. This is the way it's going to be. How can you be so sure? Because He said it. And according to His Word, I have it. You don't see it, but I have it. Why? According to His Word. You can walk out of here just jumping, shouting, inside doing backflips. Why? Because you have it. You don't have to wait. Amen. You don't have to wait till next week. Well, I hear what you're saying, but you don't know, I've really messed up. I'll go and repent and I'll get right, and then maybe I'll study some more and then I'll come back. No, that's a lie. You need to just agree with Him now. Now. Just agree with Him. Just agree with what He said. That it's a decision, a choice. One more thing. Go back to Deuteronomy. I want you to see this. Deuteronomy, where we just were. Deuteronomy 30. Deuteronomy 30, verse 15. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Y'all there? 30, verse 14. We read this. But the word is very near you in your mouth and in your heart. See, I have set before you. When? Next week? next year, when you get enough faith. What is faith? It's believing. He set before us a choice, and you can wait, if you were preaching to somebody the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and they said, I don't know, maybe I can do that next week. I don't know if I have enough faith today. What would you tell them? You have a choice. Do they have to wait? If they believe and they choose to believe, you know somebody, people are waiting till they feel like they believe? Where are your feelings? Is that your heart or is that your emotions? It's your emotions. So why would you wait till your feelings line up? What if your feelings never line up? When are we going to believe that we're healed? When are we going to believe it's true? When it shows up? That's not faith. That's called walking by sight, right? Most of us are waiting till we see it before we choose to believe it. We can choose to believe today. You know, there are many people that they've heard about Jesus, but they just choose not to believe. They're choosing not to believe on Him. You know, we can choose to believe today. He said in verse 15, "See, I have set before you today life and death," or life and good, death and evil. Skip down to verse 19. "I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose, 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 choose life, that both you and your descendants may live." This is the word of God for all time, for all men. We have a choice, and it is much more our choice than what we've believed so many times. And I mean in word of faith and charismatic circles. We're waiting on God so many times, waiting for, basically waiting till we feel like we believe, and that's not believing at all. We have a choice. Our heart can take it. Your heart's, your spirit's being quickened right now, this morning. And if you'll grab on and say, "I take that. I believe it. It's mine." Don't look in the natural for anything to change. You just take it. You walk out of here and say, "It's mine. I got it. It's mine. I got it. It's mine. I got it. I got it. I got it. I got it. This will happen. This will happen. This will happen. This will happen." And you don't stop saying that. You agree with Him until you see it. And then you say, "There it is. There it is. See, I told you. I told you." That's not when you believed. That's when it showed up. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.